Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ho, 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 gentlemen.
Who are you calling a hoe?
The holidays have come early this year as Manscaped have the gift that keeps on trimming.
Santa's beard isn't so appealing when it's coming out of your trousers. And that's why Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, have you covered this holiday season.
Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped to keep their trees trimmed and their ornaments polished. Go to manscaped.com and use the code 2OLDQUEENS for 20% off and free shipping.
Kill two birds with one trimmer and get yourself and perhaps your rotating list of partners a gift. We're talking about the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0.
That's right. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll get the signature lawnmower 4.0. The electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to reduce cuts on your nuts.
And it's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. So, like, you know, you're not leaving a lot of trimmings everywhere. Because we know you guys, you know, classic dude, they love making a mess.
The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and the Crop Reviver. It's an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner.
It also comes with a pair of anti-chafing boxers that is the perfect wrapping for your presence, let's just say.
I love my boxers. It feels like I'm not wearing anything.
It also includes everything you need, not just your groin. Clean up your fucking head with the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, because as you get older,
those hairs really come in.
And it's easy for men to, like, forget about them. And it's so easy and fast. The hair trimmer is waterproof, uses the 9,000 RPM motor power 360 degree rotary dual blade system. And if anything appeals to a man, it's a 9,000 RPM motory powered 360 degree rotary dual blade system. Doesn't matter what it is.
Wow, you really sound like Tim Allen when you say that. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new refined cologne, which offers a light yet masculine, pleasing fragrance that will leave your partner on the naughty list this year.
And it's also made with hypoallergenic ingredients that are vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, and even better, paraben-free. What are parabens? I don't know. I think they have something to do with plastics. So tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, your lovers, your grocer, your mailman, anyone, the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0.
You get 20% off plus free shipping with the code 2OLDQUEENS. That's T-W-O OLDQUEENS at manscaped.com.
Clean up your chestnuts and make Santa proud this year. Be on the nice list. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code 2OLDQUEENS. That's T-W-O OLDQUEENS at manscaped.com.
Yes, once again, that's 20% off, T-W-E-N-T-Y percent off with free shipping at manscaped.com using the code 2OLDQUEENS, T-W-O OLDQUEENS.
And now on with the show.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's Two old queens, they're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens, it's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, I am so excited for our guest to be returning yet again. Please let everyone know who's joining us.
They're an actor who you've seen in Key and Peele, Yesterday, and American Vandal. And they also have a fabulous ceramic shop, which you could check out on the internet somewhere. It's Olivia Snow Norman.
Yay.
The URL is oliviasnowceramics.com.
Check it out.
Let's get that right up top.
And I have, as I've said, I need another piece of yours. I don't know what, though. I haven't decided. I like the wavy mugs.
Yeah. Classic. Classic Olivia Snow ceramics design.
You told me once, and I hope you're okay talking about this on the record.
What?
You think Seth Rogen's vases?
Oh my God, no.
Shit.
You cannot say wow. that.
He doesn't listen.
I'm going to have people. I'm okay. I didn't say they were shit. I just said they're not my style.
Oh. Okay.
If Seth Rogen was like, oh my gosh,
collab.
Let's collab. That'd be a fun collab. Let's throw together. I'd be like, hell yeah, dude.
Is that what you say in the ceramics
world?
You throwing?
Yeah. What do you do? You say like, oh, like, what are you working on today? Oh, I'm gonna throw some stuff, or I have some things to trim. I got a glaze.
Is throwing's like the first step? That's like literally throwing the clay onto the spinning wheel.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
I don't think it's called the spinning wheel, but
it's just called the wheel.
The wheel, but doesn't it spin?
Yes.
It spins. In England, they say turn. They're like, I'm going to turn.
Pop. Oh.
They got to always be a little fancier than us, don't they? No. Who do they think they are?
You're going to turn.
Wasn't for us in WW2. They be eating sauerkraut today. Are you going to make any weed items?
I don't know. I've made ashtrays. I've made ashtrays. I've made so many ashtrays.
Do people buy
before.
Ashtrays?
Yeah.
Probably not as much these days.
Oh, I'm working on an item that you could be a weed item, but okay. It's top secret.
What is it?
Oh, well, we know.
No,
when this
I'm
comes
doing
out.
It with my friend David Coe, who's an interior designer. Look him up, Mason Coe.
Okay, that's French for house.
A fabulous interior designer.
Okay,
they haven't announced it.
I think we get.
He's
what you're
like he's like actually fancy.
So he should be a guest on this podcast, is what you're saying?
A fabulous designer, you said.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That
fabulous in all ways, but we haven't announced it, and he's fancier than I am, so I don't want to like jump the.
When
gun
can
and
people?
Have
when's this
like,
announcement happening?
Soon.
Okay. Well, you
have to like take some pictures. We have to do some.
I do.
We have to take pictures.
Oh, no.
It's gonna take more.
Sure, you could get someone
then.
Better.
Yeah.
I do have portrait mode on my phone though.
Okay, good.
Then we're fine.
Yeah.
You just stand in front of some twinkly lights, golden.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, great.
But I've made ashtrays. What else do you make for weed?
What
you
are other weed items?
Lighters
for ceramics. Ceramic lighters?
Seth Rogen makes them.
Okay. How do you know you guys, so much about
I know
Seth
it's a,
Rogen?
It's
I follow him
audio,
on Twitter.
It's an audio medium, but you guys aren't taking up on my... You said lighter, and I said...
Oh, I see. So I see.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Right. Seth Rogen's lighters, they're like $300. They're like crazy expensive and stuff.
Yeah, you know how...
But also, people buy it just because they could say, I bought Seth Rogen's lighter.
Yeah, but
this is a house
I mean,
plant.
I guess his stuff isn't... I think his are slipcast. For the house plant or whatever, that company, it's Slipcast.
What does that mean?
Basically, you make
a mold.
Okay.
And Slipcast, you use slip, a lot of times porcelain slip, you pour it into the mold, you pour it out. So that way you can
mass produce
exact multiples of something.
Gotcha.
So he's
you're doing all personalized.
And you can mass produce it. Yeah, so I throw on the wheel. I'm not making 300 lighters.
You don't have a staff.
So if someone buys one of your items, they're getting something you have touched.
Yeah, I don't have millions of dollars. Okay.
What?
No, I'll know. I do think it's very cool that Seth Rogen's into pottery. I'm into pottery. Hey,
absolutely.
Sure.
My thing is like,
I thought his stuff was great until you told me it wasn't.
I think I'm just jealous. I'm like, yeah, you're really fucking rich and you have a studio and a bunch of kilns in your garage and have all these other like
right,
famous potters come and visit you. And I'm like, ah, it's just like, potter's nice. Expensive.
It's like, so when, oh, of course, when Kelly Clarkson you got a talk access. Show. She's a singer. Give her a talk show. But you're doing the work to try to get a talk show.
Yeah, I'm just jealous.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of you, Seth. I want to be rich and just have a, just make a studio in my garage, clickety-clack.
And he is universally, he seems universally adored, except by maybe North Korea.
Yeah. But they're also, he's it, so bet. Into it, and he's also like...
They're known for getting over things. They're known having, for just being you know,
they've definitely other, moved on. They've got bigger fish to fry.
Other artists design for his yeah. company. Like, it's cool. Right. I'm just jealous. I want to help.
You, they'd be lucky to have you.
Yeah.
As long
you guys
as you're
really
not,
should collab.
But I'm also, I'm not into the back. Neon glaze. Really I'm not into the you're neon not glazes. Into,
well, not yet, though. Maybe you'll come into that phase in a few years.
If he pays me, I'll say I love him.
You like neutral tones, right?
I'm an... Yes, all my stuff is very neutral, organic.
Because you want tones. The coffee to be the star.
Yeah.
That you pour into the mug.
No, I want the clay to be the star.
Oh, I see.
I have a lot of unglazed things. I'm showing off the natural, rich texture, beauty of the clay.
All right.
All right.
You're giving this shit away for Christmas.
For they pay me money.
Oh, I see. Not to family friends.
Oh, for my family.
Does that put
yeah.
you in a position? Do they? Oh, Olivia's going to get us another thing. Oh,
no, because I make no, because I make great stuff.
You do.
Uh huh.
I once went to a craft fair mm-hmm. where Olivia was showing her stuff, heads and tails above everyone else's.
Head and shoulders.
Oh my gosh.
You mean?
Tails too, even higher, John. You know how much higher you have to be for your tail to be above everyone?
That's
anyone
true.
Could be
her hair, she was tails above the company.
Tails above.
Yeah, you went to Renegade in the summer. I just did that one this weekend.
How'd it go? Make a lot of money?
Oh yeah.
This
You're
is like
exhausted
a snooty.
With how much money you made that weekend.
This is like a it's like a snooty craft fair. If you don't
no,
mind me saying,
it's not. No, it's well curated.
Hello.
It's coded. Not like, okay, it's not like, oh, you go to the craft fair with your grandma and it's people with knitting ugly scarves, you know?
But we also do like that too.
We do like,
there's
but
a
there's
place
a time
that.
And a place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Renegade is free from the riffraff. They're renegading against the little people.
Mm-hmm. A craft fair you could bring your grandmother to.
You know, speaking of little people, today.
I was hoping you would make this transition.
I got to get my transitions back on track. I feel like they've been really weak the last few
no.
months or whatever. They've been really hackneyed, we would say. But today, we're continuing. This is our third annual Holigaze Jubilee with Olivia Snow Norman. And today we are mm-hmm. talking about To Grandmother's House We Go. John, what's the deal with To Grandmother's House We Go?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with To Grandmother's House We Go. It was directed by Jeff Franklin, written by Franklin and Boyd Hale. And when twins Sarah and Julie feel like their mom is tired of them, they take off on an exciting adventure to their great-grandmother's house and encounter a pair of villains along the way. It stars Rhea Perlman, Jerry Van Dyke, Cynthia Geary, J. Eddie Peck, and for the first time as separate characters, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. It was released on December 6th, 1992, and Roberta Bernstein from Variety wrote, "Bright colors, silly jokes, and one-dimensional characters inhabit ABC's Let's Put Our In-House Stars to Use vehicle. While somewhat crass for the season, this Christmas special will amuse the very young." And that is the deal with To Grandmother's House We Go.
So, Olivia, previously you've brought in movies we've hated. You've brought in, the first time you brought in How the Great Dr. Seuss's How the Great Stole Christmas.
Classic.
We grotesque. And then last year, Just Friends, abysmal. Probably
Top
the worst movie we've watched.
Of all time.
So this time, why To Grandmother's House We Go?
Well, okay. I wanted to do, I mean, like Christmas... We all sure. know the Chris. We all know the top Christmas sure. movies. What am I gonna do? Santa Claus? No.
Too obvious.
Too obvious. And I was also thinking, like, the other two movies that I picked, The Grinch, very sentimental to me.
Sure.
Best friends. Also, I saw it when I was a teen, did not understand how problematic it was. Just loved the jokes that were all problematic jokes.
Sure. You were a problematic teen.
Yeah. And I was thinking, and I was like, you know what? This movie, Olsen Twins, for me, for my generation.
Okay. Feels loaded.
They were everything. I've seen this movie so many times.
Like, were you like little, like a 3-year-old when you first saw it? Probably.
Probably. There are so many moments in this movie that are just like imprinted on my brain. I mean, the Olsen twins, they're iconic. They're amazing. They're wonderful. You said you never even seen an Olsen twins movie. And I was like,
can you believe it?
Mm-hmm. And you know, this is like their first one. So now we can go chronologically.
Our spinoff podcast. Yeah.
If you want to bring me. Yeah, actually, that would be fun, Mark.
roping me into this.
Honestly, okay. I do love this movie.
Do you watch it every year?
No, I haven't seen it for years, but I thought about it and I was like, wow, this is going to bring me so much joy.
Sure.
Watching it again. Their Halloween movie, Toil and Trouble. Now, I haven't seen that one in a while, but I know that one is one of their bests. Also, their detective series, really, that's where they hit their stride. Their straight-to-home video detective series. They had a sleepover series. And then when they became preteens, teenagers.
Done.
I mean, basically,
they started smoking and designing clothes.
They basically had a movie for every like vacation destination. There was Passport to Paris. There was
down in Dubai.
There was one they went to London.
They go to London. They go to Australia. There's a road trip one. There's one where they like ski or snowboard, which I think is also the road trip one. Billboard Dad. Wow. That one is really, really good. And then their
that about? They're looking for a dad on it, like be our dad on a billboard?
Their dad, their mom had died. And dad was sad and lonely. So they're like, let's get
sequel to this one?
and let's get our dad a girlfriend. Like, we want a mom. So they put up a billboard in Venice.
That's where you find them.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like
for a grounded woman. It's gonna be a good mom.
Very sleepless in Seattle. Inspired.
Hey man, I'm here to date your dad. That's a Venice lady.
Oh really? It's like, okay, but I think their only like one that was released in theaters is New York Minute.
I believe that's It Takes Two was released in theaters.
No,
it was released in theaters.
Really? Honestly, I forgot about It Takes Two, that one. Oh my gosh.
What's that one about?
So there's one half of the twin, Rich. The dad? Who's the dad? The dad is the guy from Three Men and a Baby.
Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg's her dad. They're
He's
super
a perfect
rich.
Dad for them.
They live by a lake. The other Olsen is an orphan. And the person who runs the orphanage is what's her face? Who's a Scientologist? Kirstie Alley. And by the rich house, it's like a summer house, but they also have a camp that's on the other side of the lake. And the orphanage goes to the camp. And then the twins like find each other and they're like, oh my gosh, wait, let's get them to fall in love.
Like Parent Trap.
Gotcha.
Like Parent Trap. But there's a lake and it's really great.
Were you a fan of them? I assume you rewatched To Grandma's House We Go recently.
Last night.
Yeah, okay. Last night. Did it hold up for you?
I can't say that it did.
No.
But Rhea Perlman.
But Rhea Perlman.
A real Perlman, you know?
I didn't remember like the cuts to the old Western movie.
Oh, the Roy Rogers footage. Right. They keep what's his face? Eddie fancies himself a cowboy.
And there's lots of chanting.
Yep.
Like the twins chant
a lot. Yeah.
I was thinking like on the soundtrack. I was like, there was.
And the mom is one of the worst actresses I've ever
seen. She was
seen.
On Northern Exposure. She was great on Northern Exposure.
Well, I mean, with the script, what could she do?
Nothing. No one could do anything with the script.
No.
Well, it sounds like you were. It's this movie has sentimental value for you.
Mm-hmm. You know what I really remember?
Tell us.
You know the little twin? How they when they're
the leads when they're of the like, movie? Yeah.
The little twins.
I remember. The Olsen twins. Remember when they're twins?
When they're like the montage for them like leaving,
packing, yeah.
packing,
yeah.
and they try to stuff their like little monkeys in the bags.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted one of those monkeys. Oh, sure. So sure. bad. I would sure dream about getting one of those stuffed monkeys.
I wanted that fried chicken, but not after they put it in the backpack.
No, you can't have loose fried chicken in a backpack.
And they had two little matching frying pans.
Well, idiots. John, what did you think of? Sounds like Olivia's a bit of a Olsen Twins super fan. Uh-huh. Had you seen To Grandmother's House We Go
I
before?
Had not seen To Grandmother's House We Go. I don't know that I've really seen any of their work.
Full House?
Nope, never watched Full House.
I loved
Full House.
Most of what I know from them, I think I got from D-Listed. Sure. And even that's not fresh, hot, new.
What is that?
That was like
a fun gossip blog.
It was like the better, smarter, cooler Perez.
Perez Hilton.
So yeah, this was my first real exposure to them. I mean, I feel bad saying anything bad about it because it is meant for six-year-olds to watch, but man, was this boring. It was like so dull. I was bored out of my mind. And I was actually wondering, because it is not like now, I feel like nowadays are a lot of kids' entertainment is like so hyper. It's so like almost like it's like sugar, but a movie. And this just felt like, hey, let's put this on. It'll relax the kids. They'll probably fall asleep while watching it. Like it was just like a bottle of baby food is what it felt like to me.
Cinematic Valium.
Exactly. So, yeah, but of course, it was not meant for a man in his 40s to watch and enjoy in any way that he should feel good about himself if he did.
Also, there's not really like four-year-olds that are leads of movies anymore in this kind of capacity.
No, unfortunately not. Where's the four-year-old in the Revenant?
There's just Generation Shirley Temple. But how about you, Mark?
JoJo Siwa?
She's like 19 or something now, right?
I know, exactly.
I guess we got Honey Boo Boo.
No.
We did.
She's old now too, though.
Yeah.
No.
We squandered her.
That little kid from Minari was cute.
He was very cute.
The little boy from Room. That's what we have.
He's good.
That's a while ago.
He can actually act, though. No offense to the Olsen twins, but I did mean offense to the
Young
Olsen
Sheldon.
Twins. Young Sheldon.
Uh-huh.
He was in Big Little Lies. Anyways, I had never seen any Olsen Twins movie before. This was real boring. Like, I was just watching, like, it's not until, like, there's no action. There's no, like, fun. There's no, like, set
piece. What are you talking
about
when they go around the block?
The block?
Sure.
Yeah, they go around the block and see a neighbor and then complain about having to pedal up. But there's no, like, fun set piece, or there's nothing that happens until, like, they're on a runaway carriage that is resolved fairly quickly. I also was surprised by how, like, glum it is, which I kind of like that they're all broke. And, like, that was like, oh, that's at least, like, money is an issue. And I did kind of appreciate that. But, like, the world it's in is so, like, depressing. And then, like, this Colorado is like 70 degrees on Christmas Eve. It's like bright and sunny, not a speck of snow anywhere. Right. This is Colorado in December. And I looked up annual snowfall in Colorado in December, and it is not represented well in this movie.
What is it? Yeah, Colorado is a pretty snowy state.
You should get at least 9 days of snowfall throughout the month.
There's one scene of snow, and it's like one patch.
It's pathetic.
Bright green.
It was probably filmed in Burbank. I mean,
and I also thought the twins weren't very good. Like, they kind of, well, they either talk slow when they're serious, or they scream, and there's just like, it's like one note.
Or they're like given ice cream and their eyes go big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get the appeal. I like them when they start smoking. That's when I got interested in the old twins.
When they open Prune.
When they open whatever that is. Prune?
It was a restaurant. They had a restaurant called Prune.
Why? Because
sounds
they,
delicious. Makes you
like,
shit.
Why? Because we look like prunes.
Olivia, we don't comment on people's appearances.
I'm joking. I was thinking of the boho chic. Everything's baggy and
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're over it.
They're over it. Prunes are over it.
Prunes are over it. Well, Olivia, as you may or may not know, but I hope by this point you do.
I mean, really.
This is your fourth appearance on this show. We're looking for the gayest movies ever, so we have a complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge them. We found success. So we're going to go through a ton of categories. At one point, you are going to come up with a category, and we'll add it to the wheel. I don't remember if you know what that means, but yes. It'll come up. We do. Okay, great. Then I don't need to do that bit. Great. So this is our current top five gayest holiday movies, just for a barometer. In fifth,
The Grinch.
Nope. In fifth, with a 60.68%, is Thanksgiving classic House of Yes. And then fourth, with a 61.99%, is Adam's Family Values. In third, with a 65.21%, Die Hard. And second, with a 65.76%, Mean Girls. And number one, current gayest Christmas movie, with a 66.49%, is Meet Me in St. Louis. And I should say,
Mean Girls is a Christmas movie. There's a Christmas scene.
Yeah, it was close enough. The guests at first they wanted Go, but then they changed their mind. So it was like Mean Girls, okay. We're like, it's the next day. Fine. Sure. But Grinch is current. Your previous picks, Grinch, is in 92nd place with a 45.92%. And then last year's pick, Just Friends, is in 120th place out of 126 with a 26.60%.
I gotta get better at picking these movies.
You're getting worse. You're on a downward trajectory.
So, Olivia, if you had to guess, where do you think To Grandmother's House We Go will end up?
It's gonna be last.
Dead last?
You think less than Just Friends?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
No, maybe no. I don't know. I don't know.
I think it might do better than Just Friends.
Depends on what some of these new questions are. Every time I do this, there's 100 more questions.
Yeah.
Yep. Gonna be here for 3 days.
We're gonna be here for 3 days. Well, let's get into it. So the first group of categories are the canon categories. So for these, we're each gonna give a score between 0 and 100, then we'll take the average of all three of our scores. So, Olivia, how would you rate To Grandmother's House We Go on a scale of 0 to 100 in actual gay characters?
I feel like maybe the police detective is, but we have to say actual.
You think?
What makes you think the police detective is?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I was thinking of if anybody could be.
She thinks ACAB says for all cops are bottoms.
Nice.
Actual gay characters?
I got to say, filling out, usually I have a little like spreadsheet I use to fill out. Yeah. When I'm watching these movies, I mean, usually I always do. My spreadsheet's pretty thin for this movie. Yeah. Not a lot of notes light. Happening. I don't know how yours is looking, John, but mine's a little light.
Okay, like
could
two.
Be a haiku.
Yeah. Brevity.
Maybe a 2.
A 2 out of 100. Two. There's really like nobody.
I mean, certainly. I mean, but it's also it's a movie for 5-year-olds. So like,
yeah,
no,
but Air Bud had Michael Jeter. I think that's no excuse.
It's a partial excuse.
But it's a TV movie.
You can have
90s.
Nathan Lane in there doing something. Like, he doesn't have to be, like, sucking a dick, but he could be, like, blowing a balloon or something.
Well, then why are you getting Nathan Lane if he's not sucking a dick? Honestly, Mark.
Wasting
Bob
his
Saget
talent.
Playing a gay?
No.
I'll go 1.
1. Ugh. I think I gotta go 0.
Okay.
Giving this an average of 1, which is lower even than House of Yes, which has a 4. All right, our next.
No.
You might make up some.
Do you want to just call it here, Olivia?
Our next category: gay icons.
Rhea Perlman.
What about the Olsen twins? You skipped right over them.
And the Olsen twins.
I would say the Olsen twins for sure. And also, at this point, Lori Loughlin, a true crime gay icon.
Okay, oh I'll, you know what? I'll throw some points for Loughlin.
You gotta throw some points
okay.
for Loughlin.
Yeah, I mean,
how
honestly,
about also Candace Cameron Bure.
No, she is not a gay icon. That
Who's
Christian
that?
Witch.
What?
No way.
She does all those Hallmark
Candace
movies.
Cameron
there Bure. Are some gay.
She's
men
a big
who
conservative
her.
Piece of shit.
There are I'm, some queens.
Was she in the movie?
A log cabin Republicans like her, but do we count their icons? Absolutely not.
Was she in the movie?
I mean, we should include.
She's in one shot of the lotto at the lotto.
She's like
scene.
Applauding in the crowd.
Oh,
she's
she is. Yeah. Yeah, she's no.
She's
okay,
bad.
But Olsen twins. Big gay icons.
Not about big, but sure.
Fashion.
I think to a certain generation, they're like a. My husband's super into them more than
more I. to my generation. Yeah.
Well, he's not still into them, but like.
But I mean, like, even like in their peak of the 2000s, have they even done anything since? Like, I feel like they've been pretty quiet and laid low.
Put on a movie, an Olsen Twins movie, anybody who's like 20 to 35.
A millennial.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what?
We're gonna sit down.
Fall asleep.
We're gonna squeal. We're gonna squeal.
There's no squealing happening.
Oh, please.
We're gonna recite those lines. We're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I used to have such a crush on whatever the love interest is, or maybe one of the twins. You know? Oh,
did you used to have a crush on Eddie Peck?
The guy in this movie.
Yes, the guy in this movie.
Oh yeah.
Who's not Jerry Van Dyke?
I did.
He's cute.
Cute. He's fine.
He's a terrible person. The character.
He is a terrible person.
In this movie, but he really does not care about the well-being of these two kids.
He gets the mom to steal, and she just goes, I don't want to, but okay.
It all works out.
What do you want to give this for gay icons?
I'm gonna give it 70.
70. What about Santa Claus? Not a gay icon.
I don't think he's specifically a gay icon, no.
Grandma,
great grandmother,
great grandma. I'll give it a 61.
61. I've got to give it a 45.
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah, Rhea Perlman. Like 35 to me, Mary Kate. I don't know if Rhea Perlman's. For Matilda, I guess. Then less so for Cheers. You're going to be a less gay show than Cheers, except for when Diane's on.
Right. I think Rhea Perlman could have been in Golden Girls.
She's too young.
Rhea Perlman herself.
Like she could have done the tour of Golden Girls.
Now she could have done it?
Right, exactly.
She's short enough to be Sophia.
That's true.
Unless it's a wildly different, a wild reinvention.
A high concept.
Well, it got a 58.67 in Gay Icons, which is 30 points higher than Gremlins 2. So that's pretty good. All right, okay. Our next category, the male gaze. How horny is the camera for the male form?
I mean, it's just not a horny camera.
No, thank God.
Right. So, I mean, like, J. Eddie Peck, he is cute.
He's riding a horse.
But he's in overalls the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can unzip them really fast.
Okay.
Okay. Some.
But he doesn't.
On the way to grandmother's, house we go. Fan fiction. I've got a package he can deliver.
I'm gonna say 10.
A 10.
Yeah, I'll go 8.
There is that one shot where they open the drapes and see Earl picking his feet.
Ew.
Well, that's the point of we are looking at a man. It's not. I mean, if you're into
then
that,
what's your score?
Who's Earl?
It's the one shot. It's like the guy across the way. In the apartment building.
What's your score?
A 4. Okay. I'm just saying there was something there. Something happened. I'm giving an average of 7.33. Hey, which is about 1.7 points higher than Switchmas, aka All I Want Is Christmas, aka Ira Finkelstein's Christmas. So that's pretty good.
Okay, that's pretty good.
2 points higher than a
movie
that
did terribly.
I have no idea
what you just said.
It's a Hanukkah movie we did last week that was real bad and had 3 different titles.
Oh.
I assume legal issues. All right, our next category, entrances with pizzazz. Well, I think this is where the chanting comes in. Because there's one where they're literally holding up one of the girls and she's screaming, I can hold it, I can hold it,
oh,
I can
that
hold
is,
it.
Hey, that's a good scene. Go.
And then also entering the ice cream shop going, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. Now, have you ever done that? Like recently, John?
Recently. Not recently, no.
Last
John and I
night.
Just went to Cheesecake and he was going, cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake. I was like, John, we haven't even checked in yet.
I was like, we'll get our booth faster. Trust me.
40.
40.
I'm going to go 26.
26. Yeah, I'll go 23. Give an average of 29.67. All right, this next category. This one's going to be new to you, Olivia, so buckle up. This is the Mike Pence anxiety scale. How much anxiety would this movie give Mike Pence? I mean, I feel this is a movie they show it. This is another catalog to add to the gay conversion camp library.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
It also seems like a movie you would watch when you're like waiting for your dog to be put to sleep or something.
Oh my God.
Because it's just like there's no, it's almost like the absence of emotion, this movie. Just like the absence of any thrill. It's just, it's like an emotional vacuum. It just almost like seeps you of any feeling as you're watching it. And it's there's a numbing element, I guess, is what I'm saying.
But Olivia, did you feel that way about this movie? Because I feel like, you watch this movie like pretty much every day when you were a child. Like there was probably a phase where you watched it all the time as a child.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what was your, like, did it make you happy to watch this movie? Like, what did you feel in watching this movie?
I wanted to be an Olsen twin.
What was like your favorite part? Like, what was like the scene you wanted to do? Be in this movie?
All of it. I wanted to smash my piggy bank with a frying pan. I wanted to have a stuffed monkey. I wanted to go on an adventure. I wanted to
and what an adventure. They go to diners and sit in the back of a truck for most of this.
Yeah. And it looked
real swashbuckler, this thing.
Yeah, and you wanted to be a twin and you also wanted to have a twin.
I never wanted a twin.
Well, yeah, because you didn't have the Olsen twins.
That's true. I didn't have an Olsen.
You didn't have
That's true. So maybe I would have wanted a twin.
Yeah.
What kind of havoc would two Mark Rennies have unleashed upon the world?
Oh my God.
Pure delight.
That's of course what I meant.
So Mike Pence anxiety skill. I did look up Christian Spotlight on the movies. They did not cover this movie, but they did cover the theatrically released It Takes Two.
What did they say about that?
They moral rating better than average.
Huh.
The only thing they had a problem with, which I thought was interesting. I didn't know this was like a Christian thing, of the idea of like you can't control who you fall in love with.
Oh.
Like that was an issue, I guess. Like no one's correcting the notion that you can just fall in love in an instant. No one in the movie challenges that. So that's a problem for the Christian reviewer.
Hmm. Okay.
Not applicable to this movie, but I think they would have no problem with this movie.
Who cares?
Okay.
Like stop this blog.
Well, this is blog has been, it's an institution. They're making a mint on this thing.
And they got to come
Mark
up
Mark checks it at least once a week.
They check it at least once a week.
Grab things out of their.
Hey, they gave it a 4 out of 5 stars in movie making quality.
Yeah, but they're just like grabbing things out of nowhere to be like, it's bad. I don't know. What am I trying to say? I don't like.
Nobody knows.
I don't like Christianity.
Well, it's Christmas, Olivia. Maybe save that for the Halloween episode where we worship the dark arts. What do you think? What do you want to give us on Mike Pence? Do you think Mike Pence would have a problem with To Grandmother's House We Go?
I don't think he'd have a problem with it.
What about a divorced woman?
Actually, no, he would hate it.
Why?
Those kids are disobedient.
Yeah, actually, you're right. He'd be like, oh no, a woman on her own.
Throw her in jail.
And also, oh yeah, exactly. And he'd be like, oh, she's complaining about her kids. Well, you put yourself in this position, woman, and you should be so grateful that the delivery man wants you.
You make Mike Pence sound like a real bitch.
Isn't he?
You're making him sassier, finger waving kind of, but I So right, what do you want to
say?
Give
like you deserve this.
This, and she's clearly in hell the whole movie.
Yeah,
she seems to be doing fine. Huge apartment.
Always.
So 0 to 100, Olivia. Mike Pence. How much anxiety would this give, Mike Pence?
20.
20.
I'm gonna go 8.
8. Yeah, I'll go 5. No, I gave All I Want Is Christmas, aka Switchmas, aka Ira Finkelstein's Christmas, a 4.
Oh,
and this one's, I'll give this a 2. Given an average of 10, which is the lowest, the most Mike Pence friendly movie we've done. All right, the next category, Hell on Heels, Feisty Ladies.
Rhea Perlman.
Rhea Perlman.
Rhea Perlman. Yeah. She hits a guy.
And I mean, those twins are feisty.
That's true. They're tenacious, definitely.
My little name is Julie.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Could you ever, can you tell them apart?
Not in this one.
Oh, later on you can?
Yeah.
Were you able to tell them apart, Joe?
No.
Well, you know, they're not identical. They're fraternal.
Really? I had no idea.
Wow.
We got real Perlman and I guess those annoying twins.
So I'll say 25.
What about the mom?
She's not, lame.
She's just like, oh, it's hard.
And they're like, why can't we go to grandma? She says, because I said so.
Fair enough.
There you go. I'll go 17.
17. Ooh, 19. I mean, there's a woman stealing Christmas presents. That's something. Giving it a 20.33, which is about 73 points lower than Scream 3. All right, our next category, Chosen Family.
Well, Eddie is choosing to join their family at the end of the movie.
Ugh.
It's not really a chosen family, though.
Well,
I'll give that a two.
It's something.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give it four.
Two, a four. I'll split the difference and give it a three.
Oh.
Give it an average of three. All right. Our next one, Macabre. How macabre is this movie?
Zero.
Zero. There's nothing macabre about this. What about letting a dog eat chocolate?
Yeah, they were not at all concerned about that. That's
when did that happen?
The dog eats the brownies.
The brownies.
When they're at the babysitter.
Olivia, do you need to watch this movie yet again?
I guess so. I remember.
Did you watch Double Double Toil and Trouble?
Maybe.
I've heard it's their best work.
It is. No, Bill Burr died. No, It Takes Two. No, New York Minute.
I also thought there's something macabre about selling stolen Christmas presents at a pawn shop so you can pay your kids ransom.
Okay, I'll give it a 10.
That is macabre. I wrote down identical twins, but they're not identical twins, so that is now moot.
You think identical twins are macabre? Or you think it's genetics run amok?
Identical?
There's something about it that's a little kind of weird.
So their existence, which they didn't ask for.
I'm not shaming anyone, but there's something that's sort of.
But you're saying it's like macabre. Their existence is macabre.
Yeah,
you're calling like circus freaks. Come look at the freaks. What you're saying?
Identical twins. I will give this a 7 for macabre.
7. I think this is the movie's strongest category. I'll give it a 20. I also feel like Olivia. Like, what? Have we beaten you?
What?
Are you on our side for this movie?
I don't know.
Honestly, while watching this movie, I was like, we have to figure out a way to get Olivia and Mark to make up whatever the beef is between the two of them. Because I can't watch another horrible Christmas movie next year.
Yeah, no, I started watching this and I was like, oh no, why did I do this?
You had the same regret with Just Friends too.
I know. I honestly, like, I knew this was not going to be a great movie, sure. But I didn't think it would. I didn't remember it being this slow.
I mean, I don't regret watching it because I had never seen an Olsen Twins movie. So that is a gap in my movie library.
Oh, sure, Phil. Thank you.
Sure. Well, now I feel like, okay, I don't need to see the other ones. I get it. I feel
and
like.
Now, so next year I have to pick the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, do one you genuinely love. God forbid.
Christmas movie.
A Christmas movie.
You guys, I don't really like Christmas movies.
Holiday, you could do there's got to be one you like.
A New Year's Eve or a Thanksgiving?
Even narrower?
A Thanksgiving movie?
There's more Thanksgiving movies than there are New Year's movies.
Where Thanksgiving happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
We're pretty loose. Who cares? It's close enough. Moving on to dramatic lighting.
That's like literally all overhead.
I wrote there's an alley that looks okay. But that's about it. It's pretty from the visionary mind behind Full House. A zero.
Okay, fine. Zero.
Interesting.
We do go to a carnival, so I'll give it a 5.
Impressively lit.
I wanted to go to a Christmas carnival.
Yeah.
So dramatic, the lack of lighting.
Just, you know, like, oh, there's lights going on. Come on, it's a Christmas movie.
compelling argument. So you're sticking with zero?
Yeah.
All right.
I picked bad.
You picked great. I'll give it a 4. Give an average of 3. Wow. Getting your teeth kicked in by Switchmas, a.k.a. All I Want Is Christmas, a.k.a. Ira Finkelstein's Christmas. This has got to be some sort of new low for you, Olivia.
I guess so.
You know, it's all uphill from here, though. You're going to come back next year, something strong. But to conclude the canon categories, on a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend to Grandmother's House We Go to a gay person?
No, I think I won't.
No?
If...
Maybe if they just had a baby? No.
If it's I need a child's Christmas movie, this will be the first one I feel
like there's better children's Christmas movies.
There are definitely better children's Christmas movies.
I mean,
they are also a Olsen Twins fan, I'll be like, do you remember that one?
I think the only thing this movie has to sort of recommend it is the fact that this is the first time they were both in the movie and not in a thing and not playing the same character.
Both so different. It's so nice to see them in action.
That is the only sort of like thing to be like, oh, well, this was the first time it happened.
Yeah.
But they're not particularly like a compelling screen presence.
But I think they're like better. They're not bad is the thing.
Right.
No, they're adorable.
They're pros.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
They know how to say a line and move on.
They're adorable.
They know how many shots are left to do on the sheet.
So
a two.
I'll give it a 6.
6 for the curiosity of it all. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a 3. We're higher than you, Olivia. Given an average of 3.67. All right, now we are into the wheel categories. Spinning wheel.
Spinning crew. So the wheel categories.
We're already to the wheel.
Oh yeah, we've
restructured, girl.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I thought we had another 100 to go.
Oh no!
So these are all categories previous guests have brought in. They're on this wheel, which is an app on my phone. So what's gonna happen is
so many on there. If you could see this wheel,
you could see so many. It's tiny slivers.
Screenshot that wheel. If you had a
pizza, the pizza would have 100 slices.
Probably. And no one will be satisfied.
So we're going to spin it once. Whatever category pops up, we'll use that. Then I will pick a category from the wheel that we will use to judge it. Then Mark will pick a category. And finally, you will come up with a category that we will use to judge this movie and potentially future movies. All right. So here we go.
Reminds me, remember Sweet Tomatoes? Reminds me of those pizza slices you will get there.
Ooh, I love their blueberry muffins.
They closed.
I know. There's one down the street. But I had the bad name.
Yes.
Okay. We've got from Die Hard, previously mentioned, straight flirting.
Straight flirting.
There's flirting in this movie.
Right. But isn't the meaning behind this category is like two straight men essentially flirting with each other?
That's what inspired this category. But you are allowed to interpret it however you wish.
I thought you meant like, oh, everybody is straight flirting.
The straight up flirting.
No, I think it was meant more like when straight guys flirt with other guys. Like when that happens.
Oh, hot. That's hot.
Sure.
It can be.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah, who doesn't?
I enjoy a little attention.
You do?
So that's it. I do. It's crazy. So
is there any
straight
Well, there is
flirting?
One moment when the sheriff is like talking to Eddie, like, hey, I'm going to have to shoot you. Just Ooh. Kidding. Remember that?
Oh, when that's they arrive right. At the he Christmas was like, carnival. You have to laugh at my jokes.
You got to laugh at my joke.
There you go.
That was something.
That is, you are right, Mark. That is something.
So a 2.
I'll give it a 7 for that because it certainly you didn't need it.
But we loved it.
I ate it up in a desert.
In a desert of homoeroticism? I'll take it. I'll give it a 5 for that. Give an average of 4.67. All right, now the time has come for John to choose a category.
Yes, well, I was thinking of bringing in one of Olivia's previous categories, but neither one of them had anything that meant anything. So instead, I'm going to go back into the vault to Hoosiers.
What about wigs? She came up with wigs.
Wigs. What are the iconic wigs in this movie?
None.
Santa Claus.
That's true.
You think Grandma
but instead,
wig
I'm going all the way back to Hoosiers and teamwork.
Teamwork.
And I think Mary Kate and Ashley are just, it's just teamwork the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And even the
Bandits.
No one can say lines at the same time like the Olsen twins.
Exactly.
Have you heard the intro to our show?
Thank you.
Okay, you haven't, have you?
That's one. What do you say?
Goodbye.
That's okay. It's just one word. They have to say multiple words together over and over.
Well, there's like three groups of duos. There's the twins, there's the bandits, and then the mom and Eddie.
Right, and Eddie. That's true. A lot of teams.
A triptych of duos.
How much do you think Rhea Perlman was paid to do this movie? You think it's her
$175,000. No,
first
she was
job
in
right
Cheers.
After Cheers. You didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
When did
first
Cheers
first job
end?
Right after Cheers?
90, I think.
Because this was 92.
Yeah, but she was also in Matilda. She's been in movies. She's not,
Matilda's
she's always,
later
she
than 92.
She always worked. But also, she never, after Cheers, she never has to work again.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Yeah. So this was a passion project for her.
A passion, yeah, just, I'm sure. I think probably was I would like, guess 175,000. I don't know.
Interesting. I could see.
I have
that.
No
it
idea.
Probably was also like 2, maybe 3 weeks.
If that, yeah.
Maybe.
But in Canada.
Oh, I can
it came halfway through.
I gotta get out of Danny. Yeah, Danny's driving me nuts. He won't shut
He's
up about Jewel of the Nile.
She's like, maybe I can reignite that old flame I had with Jerry Van Dyke and see what happens on set.
He was great on Coach. Teamwork, Olivia.
Oh, 50.
50.
I'll go 77.
77. I'll go 70. Olivia's being the
now
he's
the Grinch now.
Olivia's the Grinch. Olivia's the Grinch. Olivia's the Grinch.
Say it again.
And Mark and I are just friends.
Yeah, just friends. There you go. All right. My category comes from, you know, I think Olsen Twins, I think Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
So this category is Too Cool Under Pressure. And for this, I mean the mother who seems perfectly fine to have missing children. She never seems that worried about not knowing where her children are.
Also, everybody is fine for these little twins to be walking around by themselves.
Yeah.
That's weird. I like how, though, every time someone was like, I've got your daughters, she was like, phew. And then they'd show up and they'd be like, we lost them again. She'd be like, you lost them.
Yeah. What a thankless job.
They are a handful.
They are the definition of precocious, those two.
I thought they were obnoxious.
Yeah, they sucked.
They sucked. I thought like the first 15, 20
you wanted
minutes.
To be them.
When I was six.
But
yeah.
Now you've been on the other side. You've had nannying jobs. You know,
I
like
know
what's
what
you
looked at life from both sides now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joni Mitchell.
Look at life from both sides now.
Not
do you ever like
that song at all? Like
both sides now. I really see
I started off right, didn't I?
Yeah. Giving us all that jazz.
Okay.
Too cool under pressure, Olivia.
Me? Oh. Yeah, 70.
70.
This whole movie was so like, yeah, everything's going to be fine. I'll give it actually an 83.
83. Yeah, I'll go 80. It's almost like upsetting how mellow the movie is. It's almost like it gives me anxiety. The fact that nothing is happening is makes me more anxious. It's like an anti-Uncut Gems.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right, Olivia, the time has come for you to come up with a category that we could use to judge To Grandmother's House We Go and all future movies when we throw this category onto the wheel and maybe upgrade it to a bonus or a canon at some point.
She has it. Well, that's the thing about Olivia. She has a category that's in bonus.
I do?
Yes, you do.
What is it?
Wigs? We'll bring it up when it gets there.
Not wigs. It must have been.
Not wigs.
No. Oh, I know.
Oh.
It's all right. Let's talk about this movie.
Okay, I was thinking something about chanting or like synchronized.
I was going to say people saying something in sync together makes that gayer, but then I remembered what we do on this show every week.
Yeah, okay, wait.
There is something to like twinsies or like twinnies,
yeah,
you
like,
know what I mean?
Like characters that are
you know
in tune.
Mean?
In Tune.
Like duo, incestuous
Mind
duo.
Meld.
Oh, is it sort of like the Akbar and
Yeah, an incestuous
all?
Duo.
Like, are you twins or are you lovers?
Yeah.
Yeah,
which
when
is
I
the
look at those
theme
little
of your grandmother's
twins,
house
I say,
we go, right?
Incestuous duo.
Incestuous. So, I like that. Okay. That would have done great on House of Yes.
It would have.
So what do you want to give to Grandmother's House We Go in incestuous duos?
100.
100, because you think these little girls might be up to something.
I mean, I'll give it 100, but I don't like it.
Or troublemakers?
Too late. Incestuous duo is really good. I'll give it a 8.
An 8?
There's nothing incest. There's no.
But they're duo. But they're half of the category.
It's a great category. Bad for this movie, but it's a great category.
You should at least. But it's duo. They have the duo part down, so you should at least give it a 50.
Yeah, but incestuous is like 70% of the weight of this category.
Okay, what about mischievous duo?
Given an average of 69.33.
Oh, this one.
And now we're into the bonus categories.
Extra.
So these categories, as their name implies, are bonus. So we're going to go from 0 to 10, and it'll just be a percentage bonus points that the movie will get. So if it doesn't do well in any category, it's not going to work against the overall score.
Okay, whatever that means.
All right, the first one. 10% bonus for musical potential. Could you see this being turned into a musical?
Definitely 10.
You think?
There's something very Annie about it.
But nothing happens.
But I actually think making it a musical would make it better.
I can hold it. I can hold it. Take me to the toilet.
She's really got to go.
You throw some Christmas carols in there. It sells itself. It's great.
Like a road movie?
But it's mostly like the truck. You could do it with some basic.
It would work if like the kidnappers were like at a location. Like we're in our labor camp or something. And that's where the kids were held.
It's got to be on the side of the road.
You would have to do a lot of retooling.
Have you never seen theater magic? The magic of the theater?
Mark, have you never seen the magic of the theater?
I believe I have. I just saw a Go-Go's musical this weekend.
Oh my gosh, a girl who's in my class is in that musical.
Who was she?
I don't know. She was in it.
She was probably great.
I wanted to go.
Will
you go again with me?
No. But it was super fun.
Once was enough.
It was super fun, though.
I think it would work really well as a musical because I also think you could
really
flesh out
well
the characters.
With two little
tap
kids
dancing
in the lead,
twins.
Two tweens.
I thought that, but then I thought they've done Annie twins. For goddamn ever. Like this also could be a perfect,
grandma,
kind of like.
How far to grandma's?
Are there like musicals for like toddlers?
Yes.
They have like junior versions of a lot of musicals.
Yes.
But I mean, like Annie is like
every
get a ton
Disney
of girls
musical.
In it.
Beauty and the Beast is on Broadway. Frozen is on Broadway. Lion King.
Close, but sure.
Peter
Lion
Pan.
King is still running. Peter Pan was never on Broadway.
Okay, but it toured.
Well, not the Disney Peter Pan, I should say.
Yeah, what do you...
Okay.
Toddlers could see Peter Pan.
I know, John. Sure. You're the Broadway baby.
He's the Broadway baby. Give him
but
that.
I know a thing or two. I
know
a thing
or
two.
She knows a thing or two.
Not about how to make a gay holiday movie.
No.
But I do think that this would work well as a musical. I think it's one of those. I think it's a project that you could make better by making it a musical.
Well, sure. I mean, you could make this better.
Let's tweak it. Mark, you direct me and John. I'll be Mary Kate. You be Ashley.
And I'm directing?
Yes.
I'm just going to fleece this production for all the money I can get out of it and then skip town.
Why do we have so many poppers in the budget? No reason.
John, what do you want to give it?
I'll give it an 8.
An 8? I think you have to do so much work that the end result would not even resemble the original product. Nor should you spend any effort adapting this to a musical. There are so much. Do Just Friends instead. That's that would be better. I'll give this a 2. Give an average of 6.67, which is 2 points lower than Scream 3, but 4 points higher than Gremlins 2. All right, our next category, Queer Menace.
0.
Well, you could say, is there something queer about twins? According to John, there is, and they are a bit of a menace.
I guess. You could say that. It doesn't feel like the spirit of Queer Menace.
Absolutely not. They are the most vanilla kids you've ever seen.
Mark, I love how you like play devil's advocate and you're like, no, terrible.
I can argue against myself.
Yeah, I'll give it a one because they're menaces.
I'll give it a one for the argument that Mark made that he doesn't agree with.
I'll give it a one. Sure. All right. None of us feel that strongly about this. Given an average of one, which is 1% higher than House of Yes.
Hell.
Which seems insane.
Yeah.
Looking back. But anyways, next category.
What the heck is House of Yes?
Parker Posey.
Oh.
Having sex with her twin brother.
No.
You might like it.
Yes.
That's the incestuous duo.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it would do well. Anyways, next category. Character actress makes a big swing.
And this is from Just Friends.
Oh my God.
Remember?
Yeah, you made it a bonus category.
You know, Rhea could have made a bigger swing.
She's just like riding her wheel. Pretty, this is Carla.
She's not making any choices.
There's some goofy old ladies at the beginning that I was like hopeful for.
I really like that woman who was just giving
on the bus.
A weather report on the bus.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It'll be 75.
For a good 15 minutes, I was like, oh, maybe this would be Can't Stop the Music, where there's just it's populated by a bunch of fun old character actresses.
Sure.
But certainly not.
Two, because I'm disappointed in you, Rhea.
I'll give it a one for the woman on the bus.
One for the woman on the bus. I also will give it a one. All right. Our next category, witches. How witchy is this? Well, there's Rhea Perlman. Anytime a lady's kidnapping kids, that has a witchy quality.
That is pretty witchy.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
All right. Three.
I'll go two for that.
Three. I'll also go two. Given an average of 2.33, we're moving right along. Next category. This one will be tough. Gay actors playing gay roles.
Oof. Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, zero.
It's definitely zero. Although we don't know about the horses.
Do you think they cast gay horses?
Aren't all horses gay?
They should cast gay horses.
No, all unicorns are gay.
Oh, I'm sorry. So stupid of me.
I always think unicorns are probably trying too hard a little. We gotta, you're great, you're striking.
And the horse is I get it, you're gay, I'm gay too.
Yeah, but I don't have to have a horn on my head.
I don't have to show I don't have to show it off.
Yeah. I'm like a pickup truck. Next category, themes of mothers. Well, a single mom wanting a goddamn moment's peace.
Yeah.
And seven.
If there was a drinking game for this movie, especially towards the end, you would have to take a shot every time she goes, my girls. They're trying to go to great grandmother's house. Not really a theme, though. And is she established as a character? Not at all.
No, not at all.
We don't know anything about
her.
Want
a hot chocolate?
Yeah, what era is this?
Well, also the fact that when Eddie finds out that what's her name is a mother, he's stops hitting
he's
on
so
her.
Turned off.
So turned off. That's
so gross.
Awful. Like a thing. So what did you give it, Olivia? Seven?
Mm-hmm.
I'll also give it a seven.
Seven. Yeah, I'll give it a seven. Give it an average of seven. Pretty good. That might be its best category. All right. Our next one. Drinks thrown in faces.
They throw snow on him.
That's true.
That's true. And what is snow but a frozen drink?
Frozen ice.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Two.
Two. One for each of them? I'll go three.
For the snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing John and I love more than a good snowball. You catch my
snowballs thrown in our faces. Hey,
hello.
Yeah, too cold.
Not the way
we like them cold.
Let's say it's a body heat. Okay.
You want to warm them up?
I got an average of 2.33, which is 1 point higher than the House of Yes. All right. The last of the canon categories. No, the last of the bonus categories, quips. How quippy is this?
I did write down one line for this, which is, I don't know which one of them said it, but one of them said, what do I look like, a first grader?
Yeah.
That did make me
It try. Is kind of quippy. It's not good quips, but that's pretty quippy.
They have some solid quips in here, I thought.
A five.
I liked when they said, what do you expect? We're sleeping on a table.
I'll give it a three.
Five, three. I'll give it a three. Give an average of 3.67. All right. Now we are into the iconic categories.
So these are larger, all-encompassing umbrella categories. So these are, we're going from 0 to 200.
Oh, my God.
We can go up to 200 now, Olivia.
200 now.
Okay.
I don't think you'll have to. Yeah.
We're getting serious. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. This is what really counts.
The first one, on a scale of 0 to 200, how would you rate To Grandmother's House We Go in homoeroticism?
One.
One out of 200. I think it's only that sheriff interaction with Don't Make Me Shoot You.
Right. All right, for that, I'll go two.
A two. I'll go three. Give an average of two, which is indeed the lowest we've had in the last six movies. All right, next one, drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch this movie and come away with a whole book of ideas?
No.
No, absolutely not. It's so...
Well, there's the goofy... The only thing I thought of, like, if you're doing like a twins look, there is something to like, oh, they do like... One twin has a blue hat, pink jacket, and the other one has a pink hat, blue jacket. Just like a good reminder of they don't have to be like exact copies.
Not matchy-matchy.
It's like there's if you have to do like a family resemblance thing, here's like a way to do it without being so on the nose, maybe.
Okay, maybe. Cool. Just, 25.
Just off the side of the nose.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 9 for that.
A 9. I'll give it an 11. This is pretty... It's just like a dreary movie.
It felt like all the costumes were bought at Walmart.
If they're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Finally, the last of the iconic categories, Olivia. Camp factor. How campy is this movie?
Like, I don't know.
Mark, do you want to help us out here?
You want to go right to it? All
Let's
right.
Go
I got
right
a quick
it.
List of campy things I noticed. Here we go. Wondering if Ashley was ever mad that Mary-Kate got two names and she only got one. Playing with hairspray. The movie does a very good job establishing how annoying these two girls are. Bickering over berets. A newscaster worried about getting her Christmas presents. A single mom wishing for a store called Daddy's R Us. A film giving two child runaways a fun packing montage. One-note child actors. Finishing up your delivery route before you reunite a mother with her two annoying children. Speedwalkers. Getting fixed up by your parole officer. Haggling. A Christmas carnival. Takes these kids a little too long to realize horses aren't reindeer. Only getting 3 to 5 years for kidnapping. Colorado looking like it's in the low 70s on Christmas Eve. Ineffectual TV station receptionist. And finally, a heartwarming moment where children participate in gambling. So that's what I notice. And I'll give it...
There's some stuff there.
There's some stuff there.
There's definitely a lot of montages.
Yeah.
Like two.
Yeah, I'll give it a out of 200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
98.
A 98. Santa Claus has come to town.
I will give it a 37.
Oof. Yeah, I think this is like less campier than All I Want is Christmas, aka Swishmas, aka Ira.
Oh my
Christmas.
God, Mark, stop referencing that.
We just did it last week. It's in the
Can
zeitgeist.
You come up with an acronym?
No.
No. We're almost done, so it's fine.
Yeah. You're not the one who has to remember the three names.
Switchmas, also known as Jeff something's. What is it?
Jeff.
Ira Finkelstein's Christmas. Also known as All I Want is Christmas.
Okay.
I'll give it a 40. Give an average of 58.33, which is indeed 13 points higher than All I Want is Christmas, a.k.a. Switchmas, a.k.a. Ira Finkelstein's Christmas. All right, finally, we're into the crown jewel.
So these categories, we're not scoring. We're just saying yes or no. We're voting yes
okay,
or no.
I'm good at that. Close.
You are
very good
at
that.
This.
You love a binary. That.
No. Okay, the first one, a 15% bonus for a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Any sexuality we would love. All right, finally, negative 50% of all the points if this is the movie Boat Trip.
No.
This is not the movie Boat Trip, so it will not lose 50% of its points.
All right, that's it, Olivia. We're done.
Oh, so, I always forget that it's only two. I'm like ready to say yeah. I'm ready to do like a speed round of yes and no. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, now that we're done, how do you think it did? Do you think it is still less than
Just Friends? I think it's very bad, John. I think we know that it's very bad.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mark, how'd it do?
I will tell you exactly how it did. Out of a total possible 2,107.47 points, To Grandmother's House We Gore has scored 549.14, giving a percentage of 26.06%, making it the 121st gayest movie ever. Not as gay as Just Friends, but gayer than The Third Man.
Okay.
What's The Third Man?
A classic Carol Reed film noir from the 30s.
Starring Orson Welles.
Oh.
You would think with that name, it'd be a little gayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Three men. Hello.
Hello. All we need is a little baby lady.
Congratulations. You underdid yourself.
You keep hitting, doing worse, which is impressive, honestly.
I need to remember this feeling.
Yeah, you always think I'm gonna bring in a movie they're gonna hate, and every year the joke is on you.
I just think like it's Brandi like Carlisle one of those things. If I try, because that first time I thought you guys were gonna love it, and then I was so disappointed.
Yeah, so maybe next year let's try for some genuine heart. It is Christmas after all.
Okay, I gotta think.
There must be something you loved as a child. A Christmas
movie. I loved this movie.
Okay.
I love The Grinch. I did love Just Friends.
There must be something good.
Maybe this is one
child.
Of those cases where it's just like, well.
What are those little puppet movies?
Yeah. Muppets. Rudolph, we could do those.
Oh, a Rankin
Except
Bass.
Those are also boring. If you watch them now, they are pretty slow.
I don't know if that's true.
We got through this. They can't be.
Yeah.
Those are going to be like the movie Speed compared to.
What is a really gay Christmas movie?
We did White Christmas.
White Christmas in July. We did that. No one's brought in Elf. No one's brought in Muppet Christmas
See,
Carol.
See, I didn't want to be too. No one's brought in the Santa Claus. Do Muppet Christmas Carol.
But also, there's not like the obvious gay one is Happiest Season, which came out last year.
Wasn't going to pick that.
That's not your truth. That isn't. You can't speak to that.
Who you are.
But yeah, I was like, I feel like Elf is too like obvious.
It's also not very gay, I don't think.
No.
Because most Christmas movies are like heteronormative family film, like Home Alone. Well, maybe Home Alone, The Wet Bandits.
In Santa Claus, he blows the weenie whistle.
I mean, also the third one, isn't that the one with Martin Short?
Yeah, I haven't watched that one.
Well, maybe we should all go in blind together.
Maybe.
Oh, Jack Frost. Definitely.
The Michael Frost Keaton one Michael or the Keaton? Horror movie one?
No, Jack Frost is a character.
Just as a character?
Jack Frost, the myth. Jack Frost, there's just something.
Something gay about that?
Yeah.
There's something going on with that Jack Frost.
There's just something there.
I mean,
you never hear about a Jane Frost. You know what I'm saying?
Wearing icicles is a Luke.
It is a L-E-W-K.
Yep. I think we all heard that.
Was that too much?
No.
No, it was just right.
Well, Olivia, always a delight to have
always
you on.
Always a gift to have you on in the holidays.
It's a tradition now.
Yeah, well, let's get a holiday drink.
Let's do it.
At the pub down the street.
I love
it. We all know which one we're talking about.
The Tam O'Shanter?
Yeah, we're not going to say it out loud. Then people are going to be like, we got to go to Tam O'Shanter.
We have to be there every night, I guess.
John, Olivia and Mark are going to be there.
Oh, who cares if I'm there? I'm already always there.
Oh, really?
He's the norm of the Tam O'Shanter.
You like, you could get yourself some carbs.
Like, who's ready for Christmas carols? They're like, all right, John.
Do you think they'll have Christmas carolers?
I don't know.
Maybe. But they can wear masks.
They used to have tableside Christmas carolers.
They got to have Venmo. They need a QR code is what they need. Because I don't know who carries cash.
Handing anybody cash.
Thank you. Olivia, is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
I don't know when this is. I have two markets in December. The Jackalope Art Fair in downtown Burbank, December 11th and 12th. And then I'm also
this
doing...
This is out December 8th. This comes out December 8th.
Perfect.
Perfect. And I'm also doing Creative Communal Market at the Runway Mall. It's in like South Bay.
I don't know.
Sure. Runway.
You're asking us?
I keep forgetting what town it's in. It's somewhere in the South Bay. One of those rich little towns in the South Bay, you know?
Great. They could probably find this all on your Instagram, probably.
All on my Instagram at Olivia Snow Ceramics. That's great. All. That's or if you want to follow me and not just my work.
For its dog content.
At Olivia Snow Norman.
Gorgeous. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TWO Old Queens, Two Old Queens, and follow me on Letterboxd where I maintain the current movie rankings.
Yeah, so you can email us at Two Old Queens, TWOOldQueens@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. If you have any delightful memories of Kate and Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Y'all are going to get flooded with Mary Kate. Everyone's going to be like, you got to do.
All right, let's hear flood it. Flood our Gmail, everybody.
Another one.
Flood it. I dare you. You block.
Also,
so fast.
If you have a moment, if you could go to iTunes and rate and give us a lovely rating and review, it really helps people find the podcast and helps us out with that.
And we got
pesky algorithm.
And we got a Patreon.
We do have a Patreon.
Patreon.com/TwoOldQueens, the retirement plan. You get double the episodes every month. What more do you want out of life?
What more do you want out of life?
Mark.
We also have merch. Go ahead, Olivia.
I thought Mark was going to say, and we got to go.
Gotta go.
We also have merch. If you go to TeePublic and search for Two Old Queens, there's a lot of fun stuff you can buy for yourself and your loved ones for these wonderful holiday season. And a percentage of all the proceeds goes to the Okra Project. So you're not just buying merch, you're helping people out.
And that's it, everybody. Olivia, always a treat.
Such
we'll
a
see
delight.
You next year at the earliest. Latest? At the latest. At the latest.
Wow.
Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Archer and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Bye. We didn't get that right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.